Welcome to Quick Communication Tips. My name is Lorna McLaren with McLarenFormulaTraining.com, and we specialize in communication, stress, and the human factor. These quick communication tips are fast, fun, and focused, and they're designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. And for your feedback and requests, visit us at QuickCommunicationTips.com. Enjoy! Email is the focus of our quick communication tips today. When it comes to the workplace, did you know that the number one complaint of email is that there's just too much of it? And when you think about it, probably 50% of the emails in your inbox are of low importance or of no importance. So while a good chunk of your valuable time and productivity is spent in managing all the emails, we also have to recognize that when you do write emails, misunderstandings can and do happen. So during those productive times, here's some tips to consider. Aside from following company policies and mandates on email, before you send an email into somebody else's very busy inbox, perhaps ask yourself the question, since most of us complain about having too much email, is this really an email that needs to be sent? Do they need to be CC'd all of this information? Is the email of personal content and not business related? Is email the right medium for this type of communication, or would it be more effective to pick up the phone or see the person face to face? Now, if you do send email, here are some quick tips. Put the purpose of your email in the subject box. By doing this, the reader can quickly determine the priority and the relevance of your email. It allows them to manage their time more efficiently. Response required on Project X. Confirm specs by 3 p.m. If the subject box says forward, 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 and then the content, well, that'll be an instant delete and an absolute frustration. Start your email off with a personal or an appropriate greeting, and then quickly get to the point with your stated objective. Be brief and polite. Your email is a request for information, and if you have more than one piece of information or perhaps multiple questions that you need answered, consider using a numbered list, so that the reader clearly knows that there are three things that they are expected to send back to you. It just makes it easier for them to follow your instructions. Because there is no tone of voice or body language to go with your message, recognize you will be at a bit of a disadvantage because you can only use words, so please have more focused concentration on the specific words you use. Because when you say it, in a tone of voice might mean something completely different than reading a certain phrase on a piece of paper, and you don't want to spark computer rage. Even something as simple as the phrase, from now on, may take on a completely different meaning if the tone isn't there to accompany it. It may be considered a threat, a reprimand. Now, to get around misinterpreting a phrase, some people use symbols or emoticons. Could be a little happy face to denote happy in reading that sentence. Or I've seen a series of colons, dashes, and parentheses to denote happy. Please recognize not everyone understands what these series of symbols mean. So to be on the safe side, just be careful of the words you use. And I've also seen abbreviations like LOL, laugh out loud. BTW, by the way. I saw one the other day of JMO, just my opinion. Who knew? I'd never heard that one before. So please be aware not to confuse the reader. Next tip, never consider your emails to be private conversations. Employers may monitor email transmissions that have been initiated over corporate computer equipment. And please recognize email messages can be used as legal evidence. By now, most of us have learned through personal experience the importance of waiting 24 hours before responding to a heated email. And lastly, if you really want to make a point, please don't use capital letters. First of all, it's really hard on our eyes to read capital letters. Yet if you have a series of words in capital letters, more so it comes across as you being very angry and out of control with your emotions. So if you need to have more impact, instead of capital letters, consider perhaps bold or italics. Emails. We complain about them, but we just can't seem to live without them. So I hope these tips have been helpful. Thank you. you for joining us for your quick communication tips, designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. Be sure to visit us at quickcommunicationtips.com. I'd love to get your comments and requests. My name is Lorna McLaren, and for any more in-depth training, come visit me at mclarenformulatraining.com. And remember, everyone, effective communication is a thinking person's sport.